May the peace of God Almighty abide with you as you join us on this edition of Trumpet of Peace. Trumpet of Peace is a powerful inspirational program brought to you by
Covenant of Peace Evangelistic Association Incorporated.
The set man is Jesus Christ and his anointed servant, world-renowned evangelist Alabijo, is the anchor man. As the word of God flows with signs and wonders from his vineyard into the lives of everyone, may his words turn us all into his instruments of peace.
Alaafia Olorun alaye ko wa pelu yin be ba tin darapo mi eto Trumpet of Peace kakaki alaafia tose yi eto yi kun fu opolopo mi si atagbere mi Olorun alaye tin sise ami ati se iyanu nile aye oni pojipo eto yi si wa lati ilese Covenant of Peace Evangelistic Association Incorporated Jesu Christi lo gbe to yi kale eni ami ro ranse Olorun alaye ilu maka oni wasu agbaye ni ajinrere alabi job Olorun lo lori eto yi e je ka farabale ka wa nkan fidile kawo boro olorun o se ma se opolopo si ami ati se iyanu kongbe kongbe lati na ogba ajara ti le aye ori ko kan wa to ba fokan dogba pelu eto yi ki olorun je ki oro na so emi ati eyin di ohun elu alaafia
to God in the highest.
Ogo ni fun olorun loke orun.
It is great the Lord has brought us your way once again. We want to appreciate those of you who came to the moment of revelation. We believe you are blessed already. And we know the Lord will continue to bless you. For the sake of those of you who are unable to make it, we want you to have a feel of what transpired during this quarter's moment of revelation. And so we are beginning to talk on the theme, the word of God and the earth of society. The word of God and the earth of society. Please pick your Bibles. We are reading from the Gospel of Jesus as recorded by Dr. Luke. Luke chapter number 4. We are reading only one verse. After that, we shall go to the Lord in prayer. Luke chapter 4. Verse number 4. It reads, and Jesus answered him, saying, it is written, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. Let us pray together. Our Father and our God, we are grateful unto you because you are God. We honor you because you are honorable. We continue to magnify you because we know you are able. Father, receive our praises in the name of Jesus. We want to thank you because of your great love for us. You love us as individuals. You love us as families. You love the entire society. You love our nation. Father, thank you. Thank you for giving us your word. You have given us your word so we might prosper. I pray that as people listen to your word today, grant them the grace to be obedient to your word so they may learn to prosper in the area of health. We promise that when you shall have done all things well, it's you that we will praise. It's you that we will honor. Be pleased with your blessings. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Glory be to your name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Today, we are beginning to talk on the theme, the word of God and the earth of the society. Our main focus is the society.
Ìkangun tí a ń dojú kọ gan ni àwùjọ.
But because there can never be a society without individuals.
Ṣùgbọ́n nítorí pé kò lè sí àwùjọ láìsí ẹnì kọ̀ọ̀kan.
And there can never be a society without families.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ náà ni kò sì lè sí àwùjọ láìsí ìdílé.
Therefore, in this number one message.
Nítorí náà nínú iṣẹ́ ìránṣẹ́ àkọ́kọ́ yìí.
We want to talk specifically on the topic.
A fẹ́ sọ̀rọ̀ ní kókó lórí orí ọ̀rọ̀.
The word of God.
Ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run.
And your own health.
Àti ìlera tiẹ.
The word of God.
Ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run.
And your own health.
Àti ìlera tiẹ.
We believe that as if individuals are healthy.
A gbàgbọ́ pé tí ẹnìkọ̀ọ̀kan bá wà ní ìlera.
There shall be healthy families.
Ìdílé pẹ̀lú yóò wà ní ìlera.
If we have many healthy families.
Tí a bá sì ní ọ̀pọ̀ ìdílé tó wà ní ìlera.
We shall have healthy society.
A ó ní àwùjọ pẹ̀lú tó wà ní ìlera.
And this will result in a healthy nation.
Èyí yóò sì wá ní àyọrísí nípa níní orílẹ̀-èdè tó wà ní ìlera pẹ̀lú.
It is our prayer.
Torí náà àdúrà wa ni pé.
That as you listen to this teaching.
Pé bí ẹ ṣe ń tẹ́tí sí ẹ̀kọ́ yìí.
You will make good use of what you are learning.
Ẹ lè ṣe àmúlò àwọn nǹkan dáradára sí ẹ̀kọ́.
So perfect health might be your portion.
Kí ìlera pípé kó lè bàá jẹ́ ìpín yín.
We just read from Luke chapter 4.
A kà nínú ìwé Lúkà orí ìkẹrin.
It is interesting to know that the writer of this book was a medical doctor.
Ó jẹ́ ohun tí ó dára pé ẹni tó kọ ìwé yìí jẹ́ oníṣègùn.
And you know medical doctors know a lot about health.
Ẹ sì mọ̀ pé àwọn oníṣègùn ti òyìnbó wọ́n mọ̀ nípa ìlera púpọ̀.
In this story.
Nínú ìtàn yìí.
Jesus was just tempted by the tempter.
Jesu Christi asese danwo lati owo oludaniwo ni.
And one of the temptations.
Ọkan ninu awon idanwo ti a si fi siwaju re.
Had to do with food.
O na lo ni se pelu onje.
The enemy presented stone to Jesus.
Ota fi okuta siwaju Jesu.
And asked him to command the stone to turn to bread.
O si so fun pe ko pase pe ki okuta na di akara.
But in verse 4 of Luke chapter 4.
Ṣugbọn ni ese ikerin iwe Luke ori ikerin.
Jesus gave a response.
Jesu fi idahun fun.
That was loaded with revelation. In verse 4 of Luke chapter
4,
we have at least three truths. Let me read that verse again. And Jesus answered him, saying, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. Let us get three truths from here. By this, Jesus was implying that every human being has the right to live.
Ninu idahun Jesu yi Jesu fi da wa loju pe enikokan wa a ni eto lati wa laye.
Because he says man shall live.
Nitori pe o so pe eniyan ki o wa laye.
But not by bread alone.
Sugba ki se nipa akara nikan.
He says man shall live.
O ni eniyan gbodo wa.
But it will not be by bread alone.
Sugba ki se nipa akara nikan.
So he's talking about the right of every individual to stay alive.
O so fun wa nipa eto enikokan lati wa laye.
And he talks also about the role that food takes in keeping us alive.
O si tun so nipa ipa ti onje nko lati mu ka wa laye pelu.
So if a society is not providing enough food for its people,
nitori na ti awujo ba pese onje to to fun awon
eniyan, that society is actually working contrary to the will of God.
Iru awujo be o nse lodi si eto Olorun.
So truth number one.
Otito akoko.
Every person by divine design has right to live.
Eniko kan gaga bi ipinu Olorun o ni eto lati wa laye.
But the second truth is this.
Ṣugbọn otito keji ni.
It talks about the truth that man has other dimension.
O so otito nipa pe eniyan tun ni awon ona miran.
Meaning that man cannot live by physical bread alone.
E ton fi han wa pe eniyan o le wa nipa akara ta foju ri nikan.
Suggesting that the physical bread was only for one particular dimension of man, while there are other forms of food for other dimensions.
O so fun wa pe akara ti a nje yi o mu ki eyan wa laye ni ikan gun kan. O si tun fi ye wa pe eniyan tun le wa laye nipa ikangun miran pelu onje miran pelu.
So that is truth number 2.
Otito keji ni eyi.
Physical food alone.
Onje ti an foju ri
is not enough.
Koto
to keep man alive.
Lati mu ki eniyan wa laye
nikan. In the way God will want man to be alive.
Ni ona ti Olorun fe ki eniyan gba wa laye.
No wonder.
Abalajo.
There are many people today.
Ani opolopo awon
eyan
loni.
No food to eat.
Eti won ni opolopo nje lati je.
They look robust on the outside.
Ta ba wo won ni ta won sanra daada won dun wo.
But they are not well.
Sugbon won wa ni ilera.
They are not healthy.
Won wa ni alafia.
And we see evidences of this.
Asi wa ri awon eri won yi.
From the kind of corruption that goes on in the society.
Nipa gbogbo aisedede to nlo ni awujo wa.
It's only a sick person.
Any to saisan nikan.
Only a sick person.
Any to ba saisan nikan.
Will violate the rule in Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse number 11.
O na ni yo ru ofin to wa ninu iwe oniwaasu ori ikeje ese ori kefese
ikokanla. Ecclesiastes chapter 5 has to say.
Egbon ti iwe oniwaasu ori karun ese ikokanla ni so.
Ecclesiastes chapter 5.
Iwe oniwaasu ori karun.
Listen to what verse number 11 says.
Egbon ti ese ikokanla wi.
When goods increase.
Nigba ti eru ba npo si.
They must increase that eat them.
Awon ti o si nje a ma po si.
And what good is it for the owner?
Ore kitile ni fun eni ti o ni.
Except that he will be looking onto it.
Ni ko se ki won ki o ma fi oju won wo.
We marvel at the rate at which people take wealth.
O mo nya wa lenu bi awon eyan se nku oro jo.
And they just look at this world.
Won si ma wo awon oro na.
And we know that this is an evidence of sickness.
Asi wa ri wi pe eri wi pe eyan iru awon be wa ni ailera ni.
These people may have fed themselves physically.
Opo won le funra won lo nje nipa ti ara.
But there is a dimension of them that is sick.
Sugbon ikangun kan wa ninu ara won to nsare.
So every corrupt person in this society is a sick person.
Gbogbo awon to je wi pe won je alaiso to ni awujo won je alailera.
That is the truth.
Otito ni e
man cannot live by bread alone. The word alone suggests that there is another dimension to man. If man will really be in good health. But there is the third truth. The third truth is that Jesus presented the word of God as a form of food.
Jesus Christ bi oro Olorun kale fun awon eniyan gege bi onje.
Listen to him again.
Egbo le kan si.
Man shall not live by bread alone.
Eniyan ki o wa laye nipa akara ni
kan. But man shall live.
Sugbe eniyan o wa laye nipa akara
and the word of God.
Ati nipa oro Olorun pelu.
So the word of God becomes a type of food.
Tori na oro Olorun wa je eya onje kan.
Remember the topic again.
Eran ti ori oro le kan si.
The word of God.
Oro Olorun
and your health.
Ati ilera ti e.
This takes us to some questions.
Eyi wa mu wa lo si awon ibere.
Question number 1.
Ibere akoko.
You may say man of God.
E le so pe ran si Olorun.
What other dimensions of man can we know?
Ikagun ti eniyan melo lo tun ku ta gbodo mo.
If you say man is not just physical.
Te ba so pe eniyan ki se ni riri leran ara nikan.
Not just physical.
Ki se ni riri ni ri ara.
What other dimension of man do you want us to know?
Awon ikagun wo lo tun wa te fe ki a mo nipa ti eniyan.
Number 2 question.
Ibere keji.
What are the food?
Kini awon onje?
The kind of food.
Iru awon eya onje?
Meant for these other dimensions of man.
Ti o wa fun ikangun eniyan yi.
And number 3.
Iketa.
How does the word of God come in when we talk of health?
Bawo ni oro Olorun se nwole wa ngba ta nsoro nipa ilera.
Let us think quickly about these 3 questions.
Eje ka ronu kia kia si awon ibere meteta yi.
Number 1 question.
Ibere akoko.
Has to do with man's identity.
Oni se pelu idida eniyan mo.
Man's identity.
Dida eniyan.
From generation to generation,
lati aye baye,
men have struggled
with
the issue of identity crisis.
Nipa dida eniyan mo.
And as a way of trying to define man,
nipa bi won si se ngbiyanju lati da eniyan mo.
Science has done a lot.
Imajele pelu ti se opolopo nkan.
So many people have defined man from scientific perspective.
Opolopo awon eyan ti so nipa iseda eniyan nipa imo ijinle.
We give glory to God for the scientists.
A fi ogo fun Olorun fun awon onimo ijinle wa.
It is the finding of the scientists.
Iwadi ti awon onimo ijinle yi.
That has led to different forms of medication.
O lo mu ki lo si itoju opolopo orisi ogun
which are provided to keep us healthy and alive.
E to mu ka le wa laye ka si wa ni ilera pelu.
But as we look at the different dimensions of man,
mo bi a se nwo ikangun ti eniyan ni.
As much as we appreciate what science is doing,
bi a se mo riri nti awon onimo ijinle se to,
we discover that science is still wondering as to who man is.
Imo ijinle pelu o sin ya imo ijinle lenu lati mo ibawo ni eniyan se ri.
Because
nitori pe
science has not been able to effectively address the issue of sickness when it affects both the body and the mind at the same time.
Imo ijinle ko ye imo ijinle lati so fun wa pato papa julo nigba ti eniyan ba saisan ninu ara ninu emi ati ninu okan re.
In other words, science is discovering that the man is so complicated.
Lona miran imo ijinle si awari pe eniyan o wa ni ipele ikangun ti oye ni.
If man is sick physically,
ti eniyan ba si aisan nipa ti ara,
medical science can go a long way to assist man.
Awon onimo ijinle nipa itoju won lo lati lo ran won lowo.
But when the disease,
sugbon nigba ti ailera yen,
has to do with body and the mind and the same at the same time,
ti ailera yen ba ti le lo sinu ironu ati nipa ara eni.
I have had medical doctors
mo ti gba lati odo awon onisegun oyinbo
advising people not to think.
Ti won tin ba awon eniyan soro pe ki won mo ronu.
Why are you thinking?
Pe kilode ti won fin ronu.
And I have discovered that it could even be dangerous if one stops thinking.
Mo si wa wo wi pe ti eniyan ba tun dawo ironu duro tun lewu pelu.
This really suggests that medical science, as good as it is, has not been able to address the issue that affects body and mind at the same time.
O fi han wa pe imo ijinle ati iwadi gbogbo won yi ko le se atunse lori ironu to awon to n
ki okan
ati ara
all at the same time
le kan na papo.
Then people have tried to define man
opolopo awon eyan ti wan se apejuwe eniyan
from philosophical perspective
nipa imo ijinle.
And we discover that
as you want say awari pe
philosophy has not been able to address critical issues about man.
Imo ijinle ko si awari to to nipa eniyan pelu.
Philosophy by nature,
imo ise iwadi nipa ti eniyan,
is a discipline that starts with question and ends with question.
O mo nbere pelu ibere, ibere na ni si fi n pari pelu.
Philosophy will ask what is man.
Iwadi ti imo eniyan ma so pe kini eniyan je.
And by the time philosophy ends, the philosophy will simply end with the question, what is man.
Nigba ti won ba wa lo ti won bo tan wa tun so pe kini eniyan.
But the good news is,
sugbon iroyin ayota ni ni pe
God the author of man,
Olorun ti se eleda
has the best definition of man.
Oni apejuwe eniyan to dara julo.
The psalmist in Psalm number 8.
Ninu iwe onisam ori ikejo.
He wondered what man was.
O se o ya lenu bawo ni eniyan se ri.
When he asked what is man.
Nigba to so pe kini eniyan.
But the spirit of God helped him to connect man to his creator.
Sugbon emi Olorun na lowo lati so eniyan po mo eleda re.
When he said,
nigba to wi pe
God made man a little lower than himself.
Olorun da ni
in other words, you can never get an accurate definition of man until you get that definition in relation to his creator.
Eyi fi han wa wi pe lai je pe a lo si bi iseda eniyan to tan mo eleda re a le ri nti eniyan je.
Man is connected to God.
Eniyan ni ibatan pelu Olorun.
And the Bible says,
Bible si wi pe
man,
eniyan,
God is a community.
Olorun je awujo.
In 1 John chapter 5 verse 7.
Ninu Johanu kini ori kini ese ike.
1 John 5.
Johanu kini ori ikarun.
Verse 7.
Ese ike je.
King James version.
Ninu weti King James.
The Bible says.
Bibeli wipe.
There are three.
Awon meta ni won wa.
That bear record in heaven.
Eti won jeri ni orun.
The Father.
Baba.
The Son.
Omo.
And the Holy Spirit.
Ati emi mimo.
But in verse
8,
the Bible says, Bibeli
wipe,
there are three bearing record on earth. Referring to men who are occupying the earth.
Therefore,
the Bible is definite and specific in explaining three dimensions of man. The first dimension of man is found in 1 Corinthians chapter number 15. 1 Corinthians chapter number 15. Please turn your Bible to that portion of the scripture. Listen to what verse 39 says. All flesh is not same. The same flesh.
Gbogbo eran ara kii se eran ara kan na.
But one flesh of a man of men.
Ṣugbọn otole eran ara ti eniyan.
Underline flesh of men.
E fala si eran ara ti eniyan.
Suggesting that.
E to n fi han wa pe.
The first dimension of man.
Ikangun ti eniyan akoko.
Is the flesh dimension.
O na ni ikangun ti eran ara.
But the Bible does not stop there.
Ṣugbọn Bibeli o duro nibe.
In 1 John.
Ninu iwe Johanu kini.
3 John 2 rather.
Johanu keta.
Verse 2,
S-I-K-G.
The Bible says, man is also soul.
He
said, my prayer is that it shall be well with you all round, especially with your soul, that it might be well with your soul. That is 3 John 2. Let's read it. So this talks about the second dimension of man. This is the prayer of Evangelist John. He said, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health. Even as thy soul prospereth. The other dimension of man is soul. There is no medical science that can reach this area. Even those who deal with mental problems may not have free access into this area. But there is a third dimension of man. We are explaining this so you can become healthy according to God's plan. Your being healthy, therefore, will affect your family. This will affect our society. And so the third dimension of man is found in 1 Corinthians chapter number 2.
1 Corinthians chapter number 2.
Listen to what verse 11 says. It says, for what man knoweth the things of a man?
Nítorí ta ni nínú ènìyàn tí ó mọ ènìyàn kan.
The spirit of a man which is in him.
Bí kò sí ẹ̀mí ènìyàn tí ó wà nínú rẹ̀.
Man is spirit.
Ènìyàn jẹ́ ẹ̀mí.
For man to be healthy, therefore,
nítorí náà kí ènìyàn tó wà ní ìlera,
he must be healthy physically.
Ó gbọ́dọ̀ wà ní ìlera nínú ara.
He must be healthy in his soul.
Ó gbọ́dọ̀ wà ní ìlera nínú ọkàn rẹ̀.
He must be healthy in the spirit.
Ó sì gbọ́dọ̀ wà ní ìlera nínú ẹ̀mí rẹ̀.
And for this to happen,
ṣùgbọ́n kí àwọn nǹkan yìí kó lè ṣe é ṣe,
there must be agreement.
Àsọyé gbọdọ̀ wà.
Ìṣọ̀kan
gbọdọ̀ wà.
Agreement.
Ìṣọ̀kan gbọdọ̀ wà.
Among the three dimensions of man.
Láàárín ìkángun ènìyàn mẹ́tẹ̀ẹ̀ta wọ̀nyí.
This is why.
Ìdí ni.
All the three dimensions of man.
Gbogbo ìkángun ènìyàn lọ́nà mẹ́tẹ̀ẹ̀ta.
Who need food.
Wọ́n nílò oúnjẹ.
They will need food.
Wọ́n nílò oúnjẹ.
Physically, we give the flesh the physical food.
Dájúdájú à ń fún ẹran ara ní oúnjẹ ti ẹran ara.
But many do not know the food with which to feed the soul and the spirit.
Ṣùgbọ́n ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ mọ́rú oúnjẹ wo ló yẹ ká fún ọkàn àti ẹ̀mí.
So the flesh is growing robust.
Nítorí náà ẹran ara ń dàgbà ó sì ń sanra.
But the soul is famishing.
Ṣùgbọ́n ọkàn àti ẹ̀mí ó ń rù.
Ebi ń pa.
Ebi ń pa.
And the spirit also is famishing.
Ẹ̀mí pẹ̀lú ebi sì ń pa.
Consequently,
ní àbáyọrí rẹ̀,
there is no health.
Kò sí ìlera.
According to God.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí ète Ọlọ́run.
And when there is no health according to God,
tí ò bá wá sí ìlera gẹ́gẹ́ bí Ọlọ́run ṣe ní lérò,
there will be corruption.
Ìjẹkújẹ ó wà.
By the grace of God,
nípa orí ọ̀fẹ́ Ọlọ́run,
in our next message,
nínú ẹ̀kọ́ wa tó ń bọ̀,
we will explain this different dimensions differently.
How le se alaye nipa ikangun eniyan yi lona to yato sira won nipa ti ara okan
and the spirit
ati emi pelu.
When they all agree together,
nipa ti awon meteta ba
man becomes an integrated personality.
Eniyan yo wa di eniti o se da to pin yeleyele
disintegrated
eni to pin yeleyele
like a man of God said
gaga bi ranse olorun
he said we have so many walking civil wars on our street today
o so wi pe ani opopolopo awon eniyan ti won ba ara won jagun tan sin rin loju
walking civil war
awon ti won ba ara won jagun ti won rin loju
this is one of the reasons we have accidents
okan ninu awon idi tan fi ni awon ijamba loju
popo this is one of the reasons lives are taken just anyhow
okan ninu awon idi ta fi n gba emi lai ni
because these people are sick
nitori pe awon eyan won yi size
they look fine on the outside
oju won dun wo
but they are dying on the inside
ba ninu lohun won ku lo
the good news is
iroyin ayo ni pe
this is why Christ has come
idini ti Jesu Christ fi wa
Christ never came to save a particular dimension of man
Jesu Christ o wa lati gba ikangun eda kan la
he came to save the total man
o wa lati gba gbogbo eda la gege bi odidi
he came to redeem the total man
o wa lati wa so eniyan di alaye
and he paid the full price of redemption
o si wa san gbese yen ni ekun rere
he paid with his own precious blood
o san pelu eje yebiye re
he suffered for you and for me
o diya fun ati fun mi
the starting point to the experience of good health
ibere ki eyan ni iriri ilera to peye
in all areas of life
ninu gbogbo ikangun eda
is for you to accept what Christ has come to do for you
o na ni pe ko gba ti Jesu Christ wa se fun o
he died on the cross
o ku lori igi agbelebu
he was buried for you
asin fun o
he rose again for you
o si jinde fun o pelu
the bible says
bibeli wi pe
he did all of this
o si awon nkan wonyi
that he might give you life
ki o ko le ba fun o ni iye
have you accepted that life
jo ti wa gba iye yen
you can accept that life
o le gba iye yen ni
religion notwithstanding he died for all humanity
o da fun gbogbo o ku fun gbogbo
we do not teach religion
ko nipa esin
religion has failed woefully to give man the desired peace
esin ti kuna lati fun eniyan ni alafia ninu okan
but Christ
sugba Christi
Jesus Christ
Jesu Christi
the son of the living God
omo olorun alaye
died
oku
was buried
asin
and rose again
o si jinde
the moment you open the heart your heart for him
lese kan na to ba ti si okan re
paya you are taking the first step
o tin gbe igbesi akoko
into experience of health
lati ni iriri ilera
may God bless you
ki olorun bu ku
meet us again
e pade wa le kan
si same time
lakoko kan na
same station
ni kan ni kan na
next week
lose to nbo
you are blessed
e di alabuku
shalom
alafia fun yin
In the last half hour, we have enjoyed the message of the kingdom as delivered by Evangelist Alabi Job, and the program is sponsored to the glory of God by the Faith Partners and the
Covenant of Peace
Evangelistic Association Incorporated. You also can be a partner on the program sponsorship. Please send your love gifts now to the address Christ Headquarters Complex, Papa Alakpo of Adeniran Memorial Grammar School, Randa, Ogbomosho, Post Office Box 1912, Ogbomosho, email copier_ics@yahoo.com.
Lati nkan bi ogbon iseju seyin le tin jaladu eto tin fese ni le ona ijobo run to nwa lati enu eni ami oro olorun alaye ajinrere agbaye ni eni owo Alabi Job Faith Partners Covenant of Peace Evangelistic Association Incorporated loso ni gbowo eto yi fun gbele ki ogbo olorun iwo na le di alabapin ati olorunlowo lati se onigbowo eto na nipa fifi ebun ife ti yin ranse si Christ Headquarters Complex papa Alapo of Adeniran Memorial Grammar School Randa Ogbomoso apoti fi ranse PO Box 1912 Ogbomoso email copier_ics@yahoo.com eto pade wa lori eto yi lojo mejo ni dede asiko yi kan na alafi olorun alaye ko wa pelu yin.